This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. For the last few weeks, as part of our series Adequate, NHPR reporter Sarah Gibson has been bringing us stories from schools around New Hampshire as they struggle with reductions in state funding. As Sarah's been talking with school administrators, teachers, students, and families, a lot has actually been happening with lawmakers in Concord. And today, House lawmakers will vote on a state budget that they say would start to address the funding struggles of New Hampshire schools. Sarah joins us in the studio now to talk about that. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Okay, this is a democratically led House, a democratic budget that lawmakers are voting on today. What are supporters saying that this would do for schools?
Yeah, so I spoke with Mel Myler and David Luno. They're in charge of the House Education Committee, and they're both Democrats from Hopkinton, which has high property taxes. They're far below the state average, and that's largely to fund schools. So they told me why they're doing this.
When Mel and I are out knocking on doors, the first thing people say to you when they answer the door is, what are you doing about education funding and what are you doing about property taxes? And that's exactly what is in the budget. It's why we put it in the budget, because it addresses the two most important things on Granite Staters' minds.
So what are they proposing, Sarah?
They are proposing $160 million more dollars in state aid to schools over the next 2 years. And this is largely targeted to property-poor towns, those towns that are really struggling to raise enough money through local property taxes to fund schools. So, for instance, Berlin, which we visited a couple weeks ago, they would get about $4 million more. Manchester, it looks like they could get nearly $20 million more dollars. Pittsfield, which we visited last week, would get close to $2 million more dollars.
So this is targeted aid, and this sounds good for the towns and cities that need it, but it's also very expensive, $160 million. How do Democrats propose to pay for this?
So the bulk of that, about $150 million, would be, they say, generated with a new tax. This would be a 5% tax on capital gains. And it's common in most states, but it's a new tax here and not popular with everyone.
Yeah, taxes, I imagine, you know, are not going to be popular with Republicans. Are there any Republicans behind this? Is there any bipartisan support?
I didn't meet any Republicans who are voting yes on the budget today. But a lot of Republicans will say something with state aid to schools has got to change. They are on the same page with Democrats about the need to rethink how the state funds a, quote, adequate education. So I spoke with Werner Horn. He is a representative from Franklin, which really struggles with school funding and has for decades. He told me he was disappointed that the governor's budget didn't really even touch this issue in a deep way. And he's helped sponsor a couple of Republican bills that would have sent more aid to some towns. He says the capital gains tax just isn't tested.
We need a stable funding source for adequacy reform, and an unproven tax is not stable.
So the argument here is it's just not well thought out. Democrats will say the need for a change in school funding is urgent. We cannot keep on kicking this down the road. And this is a fix that could happen and make major changes in the next couple of months.
Well, Sarah, in your reporting, I know you've talked to superintendents as they've been coming to Concord all session to make their case for this increased funding. What are they saying about this plan?
They're hopeful, but they've been hopeful before. Someone told me he was really encouraged when the state Supreme Court told the state that it needed to fund an adequate education. He was excited when they told the state that again in the Claremont cases. So they're definitely holding their breath. Governor Sununu has said explicitly he's not going to approve a budget with new taxes and with tax hikes. So this wouldn't likely get approved. And he also just hasn't made a systemic change to how school funding works in New Hampshire a priority at all. So it's hard to imagine this getting past his desk.
So the battle is going to go on here.
It sure will.
NHPR's education reporter Sarah Gibson, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can hear all the stories in her series Adequate, How a State Decides the Value of Public Education, at our website. It's nhpr.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NHPR.